welcome to Nothing Ever Happens in Canada. But we know this is simply not true. This is a Canadian podcast about the myths, legends, and just good old stories Canada has to tell. I'm Canadian Girl. Thanks so much for stopping by today, so I can let you know where we are off to next, and let you know what I've been up to, because I know I've been away a little bit longer than I expected to be. But of course, a little of that business stuff first. Let's start with the Nothing Canada Souvenir Shop, because everything is on sale now, and there's free shipping until December 9th, just in time for the holidays to grab your favorite Canadian Girl souvenir from one of our adventures. The code for the free shipping can be found in the show notes below, or on our social media pages at Nothing Canada on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. A link to the Nothing Canada souvenir shop can be found below or at nothingcanada.com. We've also added a new holiday edition Canadian Girl to the collection that will only be available for a limited time. Do head over to the souvenir shop today and don't miss this amazing holiday sale. Another awesome way you can help support the show and go on even more adventures is by joining one of our Patreon crews over on our Patreon page. For just $1 a month, you can help the Lost Lemon Mine crew uncover hidden pieces of treasure. You can join the Canadian Girl crew for just $2 a month and be a part of important decisions, like which direction to head next. They also often go on top secret adventures, like looking at UFOs, Canadian cryptids, and even more. And then there's the Haunted crew, for $3 a month, who explore all things haunted with me across Canada every month as we find a spooky adventure to go on. The last few pieces of business? If these two options are not for you, and you still want to support the show, we have a fancy PayPal button you can hit at any time on our website, nothingcanada.com. You can give as much as you want to, whenever the time is right for you. And finally, the very best way you can help this show is by leaving us a review on iTunes if you can. This small gesture is actually huge to this podcast and would be the very best Christmas gift you could leave us. Now, where has Canadian Girl been, you ask? I took a little personal time to catch up on my real life. If you've been following along, I mentioned a bit ago, back around the end of summer, I was feeling a bit overwhelmed with everything I had taken on in my own life and my podcast life. So I took about 5 steps back, and then regrouped and continued on. Then we hit a few bumps in the road here on the home front, and I needed to take another 5 steps back again. One of these bumps is our beloved dog Zero. He needs some surgery in the coming weeks, and that has caused a few emotional days. But that being said, he should be just fine. I worry way too much, but I am his mother. I ask you all to send your good vibes his way this Christmas season, as he is going to need them, and so are Mr. Canadian Girl and I. Add a couple more unexpected bumps in the road, and my heart was just not up for writing and creating, so I hope you can understand and forgive me for that. Now that my head's feeling a little clearer, and to be honest, I'm excited to share this next tale with you, as it's another UFO adventure. And it's not quite where you'd expect it to be. For this adventure, you're going to need some mitts, a toque, winter jacket, winter boots, and most definitely, anything and everything warm, because we're heading up to the Yukon in December, and temperatures are expected to be around minus 20. To my American listeners, it's cold, trust me. You're going to hear a bunch of eyewitness accounts from the night of December 11th, 1996, almost 23 years ago. They all claim to have seen an unknown object with rectangular flashing lights that was said to be the size of an enormous sports stadium. An object seen for about half an hour as it traveled along Fox Lake in the Yukon, just 60 kilometers north of Whitehorse. Join me next week as we discover some of the eyewitness testimony and figure out what really flew across the sky that icy cold night in December 1996. I'm Canadian Girl, Until next time, my friends. Some podcast recommendations while you wait? A fellow member of the Spooky Pod Squad, host Drew, takes you on a weekly haunted ride.
Hey everyone, my name's Drew and I'm the host of the Ghost Train Podcast, the podcast that dives right into the creepy and freaky world of the paranormal. Join me every Tuesday as I take you on a spooky and fun ride full of scary ghost stories. I use my unique sense of humor and ability to laugh in terrifying situations to mask my fear of the stories being told. I'm always asking questions and trying to find answers to the unexplainable. Listen if you dare, and once you do, good luck sleeping tonight.
Up next, from our alien friends over at Pod Nation, do check out our awesome playlist over on the Pod Chaser website. I'll include the notes below, along with the links to all the promos played as well. Up next, from our Pod Nation alien friends.
Are you looking for some great indie podcasts to listen to? Check out the Pod Nation list on podchaser.com, where you can find a list of great indie podcasts, get links to their official websites, and even listen to some of their episodes without needing to create an account or log in. Here's an example of one of the great indie podcasts you can find on Pod Nation.
Hello, podcast listener. You're clearly a person of refined taste and style, as your choice of podcast clearly reflects. Therefore, I think you'll agree that the finest film ever made is 1991's epic Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. There is much debate here at the Department of Cinema as to whether or not this is the case. Some of the finest minds in the land are mulling over this issue as we speak. An invaluable resource to us is the Better Than Robin Hood podcast. It can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Podbean, Castbox, Overcast, SoundCloud, and pretty much wherever podcasts are available. The two hosts, Pete and Fran, are fully committed to finding out if there is a film out there that is better than Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. They also discuss such other important topics as, is Donald Trump scared of giants? Is Morgan Freeman a golf Buddha? Does Sean Bean like cake? And did Michelangelo carve David to impress chicks? So, if you're as refined and classy as I suspect you are, you'll download the Better Than Robin Hood podcast today. Don't delay!
So once again, for some great indie podcasts, check out the Pod Nation list on podchaser.com.
And finally, from our Straight Up Strange family, one of my personal favorites, because I just love a great road trip.
Hello, friends. My name is Michael Patrick, and I'm the host of the Monsters and Friends podcast. Each week, my Bigfoot friend Barry and I fire up our trusty Winnebago, and we travel the United States in search of cryptids, legends, and lore. However, we're not looking for any old cryptid, legend, and lore. We want to introduce you to some of the monsters of the world that don't get the same spotlight as Barry's cousin Bigfoot. Did you know that in Ireland, there's an 8-foot murderous otter? Or in the Mongolian desert, there's a worm that can kill you instantly. Come with Barry and I each and every week as we travel the United States in search of interesting monsters and stories. Once we find them, we usually find a good spot to camp, sit around the campfire, sip on warm cider, and chat about life, or sometimes butterflies. We'd love for you to join us each and every week and learn about the amazing things and stories that we discover. You can find the Monsters and Friends podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll chat again real soon.
This podcast is a part of Straight Up Strange Productions. Discover more shows like this one at straightupstrange.com.
At the beginning of this episode, I may have mentioned something about having a Patreon channel with crews for you to join, but I have come to find it was not the best course of action for this show. So if I did mention anything about Patreon, I apologize. That being said, if you do want to support the show, you can do that now in three simple ways. The first is the absolute easiest way and means the most. If you could kindly leave us a shiny 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, this small gesture helps our show out so much by allowing us to move around on the podcast charts so we can meet more awesome listeners just like you. The second thing you can do is stop by our souvenir shop where you can pick up episode-themed gear. The shop has everything from t-shirts, sweatshirts, water bottles, cell phone cases, and more. Grab a souvenir today from your favorite adventure to take on your very own. The third and final way to support the show is by donation. We have an amazing PayPal button that you can find right at the top of our webpage at nothingcanada.com. Allows you to donate as much as you want, whenever you want, to the show. That way we can buy a new book for research, new equipment, pay for the show's website. You can find all the links to help support the show in the notes below. I thank you so very much for your support. You guys who always listen to the very, very end, you're just the kind of friends we all need in our lives. And I thank you so much for being you. I'm Canadian Girl.